There's a monster in your closet. There's a goblin down the hall. That sobbing noise you hear each night is the children in the walls. There's a witch who comes to get you if you're not in bed by 10. She has a smelly burlap sack and she'll try to stuff you in. There's a thing inside your toilet and it doesn't have a name. It reaches up to grab your bum and it pulls you down the drain. There's a scratching at your window. Better keep your curtain closed. It's the man with ice for eyeballs and a meat hook for a nose. And the pale woman is under the street light. And I know that she can smell you no matter what your mummy tells you. The pale woman gets closer each night. See grim, unearthly creatures that prey upon us when we are weak and unsure and our bodies are changing. When you are a child, people always tell you puberty is natural, don't be afraid. They lie. Puberty is supernatural. So be afraid, be terrified, and pray that the things don't find you until long after your pubic hair has grown. There's a banshee in your basement who's as black as she can be. At night, a dozen spooks sneak in and sit on your couch and watch TV. There's a skeleton in your toy box, and his hunger grows and grows. Keep your feet under the blankets. His white teeth might bite off your toes. There's a zombie in the floorboards, and he's coming up for air. A voodoo priest can enslave your soul with just your toenail and some hair. Your mummy and your daddy cannot warn you, not a bit. For they know the demon tailor will take some thread and sew their lips. And the pale woman is under the street light. And I know that she can smell you no matter what your mummy tells you. The pale woman gets closer each night.